Lai la la lai 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 lai
מתוך כתבי רבש אין עדה פחות מעשרה.
Excerpt from Rabash's writing. It is known that Malchut is called tenth. It is also known that the receiving kli is also called the Sfira of Malchut, which is the tenth Sfira, receiving the upper abundance. She is called the will to receive, and all the creatures extend only from her. For this reason, a congregation is no less than 10, since all the corporeal branches extend from the upper roots. Therefore, according to the rule, there is no light that does not have 10 sfirot. In corporeality, something is not considered to be a congregation that can be regarded as important unless there are 10 men there, such as the upper degrees. Again, from the writings of Rabash, there is no congregation less than 10. It is known that Malchut is called the tenth. It is also known that the receiving kli is also called the Sfira of Malchut, which is the tenth Sfira, receiving the upper abundance. She is called the will to receive, and all the created beings extend only from her. For this reason, a congregation is no less than 10, since all the corporeal branches extend from the upper roots. Therefore, according to the rule, there is no light that does not have 10 sfirot. In corporeality, something is not considered a congregation that can be regarded as important unless there are 10 men there, such as the upper degrees. Workshop question. How will we, the entire world's kli, come to be 110? Again, workshop question. How will we, the entire world's kli, come to be 110?
How
will the whole world kli become 110? So yesterday, at noon, for the first time there was such a meeting of the worldwide board. They presented exactly this question. This is the goal. I think this is the goal that Rav is setting for the board. How to reach a state where the whole world kli will be as a single 10, so that the connection between the groups will be such a connection that we will feel ourselves just as we are here. For example, I will feel a friend in Nuremberg, in New York, in Russia, all the groups in Israel. And mostly it seems like there is a need for social work here. and to somehow rise above the difference until we reach a state where we feel the whole world clear together and nearby. It's a lot of work, but it's possible.
Yes, effort is required from each one of us, the whole ten as well. An effort to see, describe that single ten that we're all in. Simply to make an effort to feel that every friend in the world, to feel every friend as we feel us here. That needs to be the effort now.
By building the system, the middle line, which is combined with the Creator in harmony, where everything connects into one, by us establishing this goal, we will start to discover the ten, which is the only means to discover it.
Right now we also have assistance from Rav. Every morning lesson he describes this state to us. So we need to make an effort together, this ten, to elaborate on that description and to try to connect together, because ultimately the light will set it in us.
I have no idea about the difference between how it was before the Congress, after the Congress, first the 10, and then everyone, and then the 10. I didn't manage to understand this difference. I guess we don't need to, even though Rav is talking about it all the time. But, you know, the guys from Russia, they love to ask about it. I wasn't able to understand it. Anyway, as always, we continue to try to incorporate as much as possible in that 10 and to be in devotion and try to be included in with the right attitude.
With God's help.
Yes. What Oded wants to say is that we need to unite between us a single common prayer for the entire 10, because in the end, the one who performs this action is the Creator.
It
always starts from internality towards externality. The more we make an effort to come closer, we'll be able to see that this process is ongoing in other tents, certainly, and until it seeps into the whole world, ultimately. We don't have to wait for anyone. Each one needs to start the work in his own tent.
And these efforts should bring us to a demand from the Creator. We are already a single ten. We just have to discover it. And only He can show us this situation.
Yes, the only pattern in existence is the ten. Everything is built.
Another excerpt from Bala Sulam, letter 13. There are many sparks of holiness in each one of the group. When you assemble all the sparks of holiness to one place, as brothers, with love and friendship, you will certainly have a very high level of holiness for a while from the light of life. Again, there are many sparks of holiness in each one in the group. When you assemble all the sparks of holiness to one place, as brothers, with love and friendship, you will certainly have a very high level of holiness for a while from the light of life. Another question for an active workshop. Towards the Congress in Italy, what does it mean when you gather all the sparks of holiness to one place? Again, what does it mean? It's another question for an active workshop towards the Italian Congress. What does it mean when you gather all the sparks of holiness to one place? Or when you assemble all the sparks of holiness to one place?
From all of the efforts each one makes, regarding annulment, and also on the other hand, to connect all the friends of the Ten into a spiritual system, we begin to discover the space of the Creator, that area where everything is holiness, everything is one, with one goal.
A single prayer.
We need to make an effort. Each one needs to make an effort to be oriented towards the lacks of all the rest, the spark, the points in the heart, that desire for spirituality, which is small in each one. It can be turned into a field burning between us.
We have a single goal, a single rosh, towards which we bow down and annul.
Yes, it's a physical gathering. That's what's happening this weekend in Italy. And from there into the inner gathering, the common aim, common intention, it's done to draw the light.
That everyone are now assembling and also focusing on Europe as our center, but as a single world clee that wants to strengthen a certain part now, so that we focus on it or around it.
We all connect around one goal, and then we discover holiness.
2 weeks ago, I was there in that room in Sao Paulo, and this is what I was thinking.